Tonight's shiur in Parshas Baloscha. Sedra starts out, Rebbe Hashem Moshe Leimor, the Abir Laron, the Marta Elav Baloscha, I say Neros, El Mul Pene Hamnora Yerushivasa Neros. The Ben Yishchai said a very interesting ramiz here. He says, El Mul Pene Hamnora. He says, if you take the word menorah, you take the Pene Hamnora, that means the Penim, the inside of menorah. How do you do that? That each letter of the alphabet can spells out each letter can you can spell it out. For example, Aleph, you can spell it Aleph Lamed Pei, base base Yud Tav, etc. So the first letter is the Nigla, the letter we see, and then the other letters are the Nistar, the Pnim, are the inner letters. So if you take the inner letters, the Pnei HaMenorah, the inner letters of Menorah, what do you get? So Mem Nun Vav Reshe. So you take Mem. Mem is spelled Mem Mem. So the second letter, the inner letter, is Mem, which is 40. Then Nun, Nun Vav Nun Sofit. So the Vav Nun are the inner letters. That's 56. Vav Nun. Vav is just Vav Vav. The inner letter is 6. Resh is Resh Yud Shin. The inner letter is Yud Shin is 310. Shin Yud, 310. And Hey, 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 the second Hey is, the inner letter is 5. So if you take 40, 56, 6, 310, and 5, all together is? No? 417. 417 in Gematria is Zeis, which is the shemen that they use for menorah. So memele el mul pnei hamenorah. If you take the pnei hamenorah, the inside of the menorah, that's 417, which is shemen, which is the shemen zeis. Then yairu shivasa yeneros. By lighting with the shemen zeis, you have the neros. Okay, it says v'yas kein aron in pasuk gimel, and famous Rashi that a lot of meforshim talk about. The praise of Aaron that he didn't change, he did exactly what he was told. So we're not going to go into as many prayers we've brought in the past. Why? What's the big praise of Aaron? But it's interesting, the Satmar Rebbe, when he gave a hesped for Aaron Cutler, Zatzal. And he brought this Rashi, Lagit Shifcho Shel Aaron Shaloshina, that he applied that to Aaron Cutler. That the Rav Aaron was also, his praise was Loshina, he didn't change. Meaning, he was known that he always kept the tzura, the form, the fashion of the yeshiva that was for generations in Europe. He brought that to America. And he made sure that things always stayed the same in yeshiva, not the newfangled things, newfangled ideas. I think, no, the yeshiva has to be the same yeshiva it was for generations and generations. That was the praise of Aaron, that Rav Aaron Cutler, that Loshina. Interesting, Maisa in the Yeshiva Ber Yaakov, the Rosh Yeshiva of Moshe Shmuel Shapiro Zatzal, and once a Talmid Chacham came to the Yeshiva. He came to the Beis Midrash one day, and he brought a sefer that he was mechaber. It was a thin sefer, but he was mechaber the sefer. What was the sefer all about? He researched what's the proper way to say Mashi Baruach Mori to Gashem. Do you say Mori to Gashem with a kamatz or Mori to Geshem with a segel? Right? Two ways of saying it. Mori to Gashem or Mori to Geshem. So he researched it in and out, whatever, and he wrote a whole book, and he came to the conclusion that you're supposed to say Mori to Geshem with a segel. So he went around the yeshiva, and then they discussed it and asked him. He explained, they showed how he came to these conclusions, and everybody was convinced. So he said, okay, good. So he went up to the bima, and they have like these, things what to say when you're supposed to add, by the chazan. So he says, okay, we have to change it. I guess that one had the dots, nikud. So he said, we have to change it and put geshem, because it says they're gashem. So they thought, yeah, okay. But they said, we don't do anything here without the Rosh Yeshiva, of course. You have to ask the Rosh Yeshiva. So fine. So they came to Rav Shapiro. He came to Rav Shapiro and said, I researched and everything, and now we have to say, it's clear you have to say Morita Geshem, not Gashem. So I just want to change the card. I'm sure that's okay, right? So he said, no, nothing doing. He says, why not? You have to say Morita Geshem. He says, let me tell you something, he says. He says, my father is Rav Arya Shapiro, and he used to say Morita Gashem. Okay? Now, his father was Rafal Shapiro, and he was from Volozhin, and my grandfather, and he also said Morita Gashem. Why? And that's how my father got it, from his grandfather, who also said Morita Gashem. Now, he was in Mevalazhin, so who was there at the time, Mevalazhin? Rav, the Nitziv, Tzali Tzvi Berlin from the Mevalazhin, Rav Shiva Mevalazhin. He got it from him to also say Moreh Degashim. And his father-in-law was Rav Itzhala Mevalazhin, which I'm sure he got it from him to say Moreh Degashim. So he also said Moreh Degashim. Who got it from his father, which was Rav Chaim Mevalazhin. And Rav Chaim Mevalazhin was the Talmud of the Gra. So I'm sure he got it from the Gra. So if the Gaon Mevilna said Moreh Degashim, what right do we have to change it to Moreh Degashim? We can't do such a thing. Loshina. In Perkes Pashuk Vav with the Pesach Sheni, when the people came, they were Tameh, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, a little cute hair I saw, that says in the Pasuk, they couldn't do the Pesach, but Yomahu, on that day, on that day, they came to Moshe and Aaron. So Rashi says, Lifnei Moshe v'lifnei Aaron, kishishneim yoshvim bebeis ha-midrash ba'u v'shaul. So they were sitting learning in the Beis Midrash, as she says, Moshe and Aaron, and that's when these people came to ask the Shiloh what to do. They couldn't do the Pesach, etc. So the Chazal say, what was Bayomahu? They came to Moshe and Aaron Bayomahu. What was that day? It was Erev Pesach. And they say, we can't do the Pesach. We're Tameh. It was an Erev Pesach. They say, what do we see from here? That there's no day that a person is Pater from Talmud Torah. This was Erev Pesach, the most busiest day of the year. Where was Moshe and Aaron? Sitting in a Beis Midrash, learning. And they came to Moshe and Aaron, the Beis Midrash. So we see from here, there's not a day that is Patzer from Talmud Torah. It says, in Perek Yud, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, it's by Yisro. Yisro came into the desert, and Moshe wanted Yisro to stay around. So what's the lesson of the Pasuk? He says to Yisro, Vayomer, Al na tazov osanu, don't leave us. Ki al ken yadatach anoseinu b'midbar. Vayisro lanu li'einayim. It says, you're our eyes. What does that mean, that Yisro was their eyes? So Maria says, a nice idea. He says, person that's used to nisim, constantly has nisim, so he doesn't recognize a nisim already. He's so used to it, it happens, which basically our whole lives are one big nace. But again, it's not, we don't see it, we're so used to it. You know, we eat and digest and breathe and see and smell and everything. They're all nisim, but okay, every day we do it, so it doesn't make an impression on it. So Klal Yisrael, he says, they just went through Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? All the Eser Makos. And then a week later, they had Kriyas Yamsuf. And then nisim, nisim after nisim. So now, they're in the desert. What happened? More nisim. They have the man every day, and then the water from the Be'er, and then there's no Nechashim and Akravim, and all these nisim. But Moshe Rabbeinu said, but we're so used to Nisim over here, we don't recognize it. Now you weren't in Mitzrayim, you didn't see the Eser Makos, you didn't see Kriyas Yam Suf. So for you, this is like when you're coming into the desert and seeing the man, etc., it's like, wow, look at this. It makes an impression on you, because you're not used to it. So therefore, I want you to stay here, because we need you to be Leinayim, we need you to be our eyes, that you can open up our eyes and show us these Nisim, because only you can appreciate it. We can't, because we're so used to it. Speaking of, talks about Yisro, the father-in-law Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not cute here, Ara. And when a person mentions his father, to use the expression, my father Avi, or Avi Mori, you say Avi Mori, which is my father, my teacher. It's an expression, you say Avi Mori. When you mention your father, you give him the title Avi Mori. When you speak about your father-in-law, so you say Mori V'chami. So Mori V'chami said, my father-in-law, my teacher. So Sas Rav, say it, B'Shem Omer of Yosef Chaim Fishman. He says, why is it that it's the opposite? By the father you say Avi and then Mori, so first father then teacher, but by father-in-law you say the opposite. For you to say Mori, my teacher, my father-in-law, Mori V'chami. It's the opposite. Why? So he says, cute. He says that by a father, so a father to a son, the first thing he is a father. And then a teacher. Why? Because when he's a little baby, he's not teaching his kid anything yet. He's a little baby. And as he grows up, he starts teaching him. So first he's a father, and then he becomes his teacher. So therefore it's what? It's Avi Mori. First Avi, my father, and then my teacher. A father-in-law says you're not supposed to marry the daughter of an Amaret. So your father-in-law should be someone learned. So what happens? First thing is, he meets you, and he starts speaking to you in Torah and see how you're doing, you know, give you a little fehair, you know, talk to you in Torah a little bit. And so what happens? And so Mimele, as he's speaking to you in Torah, so you learn something from him, but he's not your father-in-law yet. And then everything goes well, you go to the chuppah and he becomes your father-in-law. So by the father-in-law, first he's Mori and then Chami. And therefore you say Mori v'Chami, because first he's a teacher and then he's your father-in-law. Okay, it says that Vayisu Behar Hashem, that they call Israel after Matan Torah, they left Har Sinai, and Chazal say Ketinuch Habarech Mibisa Sefer, like a child who runs away from school. They just don't want to get away. They're too much, so many, we don't want to get any more mitzvahs, enough, and they wanted to run away. So I saw a cute mashal from Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael HaKohen Bifus. He's the author of Lekach Tov, the famous Sefer Musar Sfarim. So he says, you know, Shavuos, Matan Torah Teinu, Kabbalah Satorah, so Bachurim and Yeshiva, everybody's, you know, excited, and Kabbalah Satorah. But he said, how can you tell who's the real, you know, emesis, took upon himself Kabbalah Satorah, or somebody who's like more like a Tinoch Shabarech and Beza Sefer? So he gave the mashal, he says, you go to a chasana, and he said, this definitely applies to the United States, Israel, America, whatever, I don't know so much. But he says, you go to a chasana, you can tell who the kala is right away. And you walk in, why? Okay, who's wearing this fancy dress, a long dress, and sitting in this fancy chair, whatever. Okay, in 2 seconds, they say, oh, kala, right? But not so with the chasen. You know, walk in, you see it. You know, you walk through a chasen, especially in the Eretz Yisrael, they don't wear tuxedos or anything like that. What does the chasen wear? A suit, a tie, a kippah, whatever, hat, whatever. And you walk in, and you ask around, where's the chasen? Who's the chasen? You don't know. I mean, everybody looks like the chasen. Everybody's dressed nicely, you know? And he's not wearing anything, maybe a white tie, could be. But besides that, yeah. So he says, when can you know who the chasen is for Be'emesin? So if you don't, can't see the chuppah from where you're standing. So he says, when they leave the wedding hall. So it's the one that takes the kala away, then they know, oh, that's the chasen. So maybe the same thing here, he says. The Torah is the kala. So everybody knows the Torah, of course. Everybody's dancing and happy and shvuah, so kabbalah, so Torah, whatever. But who's the chasen? All these chasanim over here. Who's taking the kala? Who's the chasen? So who's the chasen? The one who takes the kala away. The one who leaves the Beis Medrash, and when he takes the Torah with him for the rest of his life, then you know that's the chasen, and not someone who's borech basically. It says the pasuk Zacharnu, the Klaistro complained. They said Zacharnu es hadag asher nochal b'Mitzrayim chinam. Says we remember the fish that we ate in Mitzrayim for free. Nafshenu yevesha in kol, and we're all dried out. Bilti el elaman. All we have is the man. So the Yar Svash has a beautiful pshat. He says based on the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says that a person shouldn't put himself in a machum sakana because, you know, he'll need a nace to be saved. And if a nace happens to him, then he says, Menakim et mischuyos, as the Gemara says. Then it takes away a person's schuyos when a nace happens to him. Mele, says Rabbi Yonis in the following. He says, therefore, it also works, the greater the nace, also the more schuyos you lose. A little nace, you lose a little schuyos. A big nace, a lot of schuyos. Mele, so they said that, you know, we remember the fish that we ate in Mitzrayim. Meaning, there was no nace there. We ate fish. It wasn't the best tasting thing in the world, maybe, but at least we didn't lose our schuyos. So Zacharnu es hadag that we ate, chinam. Meaning, it didn't cost us any schuyos. But now, what do we have? Nafsheni yevesha in kol, bilti elamani neinu. But now, we are yevesha in kol. We lost all our schuyos. Why? Because all we have now is bilti esaman. All we have is the man. Now the man was totally miraculous. You know, imagine your bread falling from the sky. So mele, with all these nisim of the man, we're losing all our schuyos. So he says, that's the pshat in the pasuk. And we remember the fish that we had chinam. We didn't lose any schuyos. But now we're eating the man. Nafshenu yevesha in kol. We have nothing. Our nefesh is empty. We lost our schuyos. Why? Because bilti eleman einenu. Because all we have is the man, and the man is miraculous. And if a miracle happens, you lose your schuyos. Another idea. Rashi says, "What's it mean chinam?" Rashi says, "What do you mean chinam? They didn't have anything chinam. Even the straw to make the bricks, they had to pay for it. There's no one even free." So Rashi says, Chinam means Chinam mina mitzvahs. So therefore what? The ban was therefore, they said, oh, we remember what was in the, you know, in Mitzrayim that we ate the fish, Chinam. Right? Meaning, Chinam mina mitzvahs. Whereas over here, now the man, oh, now here it's not Chinam. So asked the Chasam Sofer that he said, what mitzvah is there with the legabe the man? Okay, Chinam mina mitzvahs. In other words, in Mitzrayim we ate the fish, Chinam mina mitzvahs, no mitzvahs. But now with the man, oh, we're full of mitzvah. What mitzvah? What's the mitzvah of the man? So he says there is a mitzvah. The mitzvah was, it says, you're not allowed to leave the man over until the morning. Meaning, the mitzvah is achila. You have to eat the man. You can't let it sit.